Trump accuses Pelosi of insider trading after beating every hedge fund in 2024. By Elizabeth Weibel on August 9, 2025. President Donald Trump accused former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and her husband, Paul, of insider trading after they beat every hedge fund in 2024. Crooked Nancy Pelosi, and her very interesting husband, beat every hedge fund in 2024, Trump wrote in a post on Truth Social. In other words, these two very average minds beat all of the super geniuses on Wall Street, thousands of them. It's all inside information. Trump continued to question if anyone was looking into the matter, and described Nancy as a disgusting degenerate who impeached him twice on no grounds, and lost. During an interview on The Alex Marlowe Show with Breitbart editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe in May, Senator Josh Hawley, R-Mo, explained how the Pelosis had made hundreds of millions of dollars off of Nancy's insider knowledge. Hawley explained that he had reintroduced the Preventing Elected Leaders from Owning Securities and Investments, Pelosi, Act, which would prevent members of Congress and their family members from trading and holding stocks. The bill's namesake, former Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, has made hundreds of millions, despite a salary never higher than just over $200,000, since her election to Congress. Hawley said that cannot be done following the law. You don't do it legally, Hawley said of Pelosi's acquisition of wealth. And here's the thing, Nancy Pelosi and her husband last year, in 2024, beat every hedge fund in the nation, practically. So, either Nancy Pelosi is a mathematical and financial analyst genius. Or maybe the information that she's privy to turns out to be pretty darn valuable. As Breitbart News previously reported, the text of the Pelosi Act states that it would amend Chapter 131 of Title V, United States Code, to prohibit transactions involving certain financial instruments by members of Congress. Hawley also previously reintroduced the Pelosi Act in January 2023 after Paul bought up to $5 million in stock in a semiconductor company right as the Senate was passing legislation to massively subsidize the semiconductor industry.